Yo, what up, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And so today I just want to talk about one thing that I really enjoy is when you notice yourself feeling stronger. And so what I mean is I just finished my run and did 9 kilometers. And I actually just started this route a few weeks ago, where before I was running about 11 kilometers, but that was on mostly flat ground with, like, I think there was like 2 hills, and they're very small too. So I changed my route up, where I now have to do a lot more hills, and they're not big hills. They're just long, some of them. And so when I was doing them before, it was whenever you'd hit the hill, like, I don't know, if you ever do any kind of running, if you're used to running flat, whenever you're faced with a hill, like, even if it's a small grade, it changes the game, like, hugely. So I have a bunch of hills that I have to run up and run down on my new route of 9 kilometers. And before, when I'd hit these hills, it would just kill me. It's just like you're going at a good pace on the flat ground, and then once you got onto the hill, it was just like it was killer. And so, but anyways, you tough it through, and eventually you get stronger. You know, as the old saying goes, it doesn't get easier, you just get stronger. And it's very true. So today I'm taking my usual route, but I hit the first hill, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And you feel it, and it's kind of hard to describe. Like, it's still difficult. You're still breathing hard, but you can feel that your muscles aren't in such pain as they were before. You feel like you could almost even push it a little bit further. Whereas before, there was just no way. Before, it was like you were lucky if you could keep the same pace. Whereas, like, now, it's kind of like, okay, I'm still breathing heavy. It's still difficult. But I also feel like if I wanted to kick it up a notch, I could also do that. And that's an amazing feeling when you get to that point. It's one of my favorite things to experience and feel, especially with working out. And so this actually used to be, I used to be a bicycle courier when I was in Australia. And a lot of you people might know Skip the Dishes, DoorDash, things like that, Uber Eats. You order food, and depending on, like, the city or town, they may have bicycles, or they may have cars, or they may have scooters, like electric scooters, or you know, like mopeds. So when I was in Australia, they had scooters and bicycles. The bicycles were kind of like, well, they weren't necessarily right downtown, they were everywhere. And so I loved this job. I bought this nice bike. I upgraded it to all my favorite things that I wanted. But I always remember this one hill. And this one hill, it was short, but it was steep. And I remember there was like a 7-Eleven at the top of it. Like, I can picture it in my mind right now. And so it was just a nasty hill. And back then I used to be right into butter coffee. Like, I was like, my energy levels, that's when I first started, like, really getting into butter coffee. Not necessarily like full on keto, but my diet was a lot higher fat. And so I started experiencing these energy levels like never before once I changed my diet over. And then whenever I would get an order, it was like a challenge to me. I would race to the restaurant, I'd get the food, and then I'd race to the person's place to drop it off. So if you were getting an order from me, like, you could bet that it was, you know, I wasn't being lazy about it. I wasn't, like, taking my time with it. And so, but it's more so my own personal reasons. I was just challenging myself. So anyways, I always remember this one time, and I got this order, and I'm faced with this hill, this short, steep hill. And I remember, like, I hit that point when I was feeling strong. And so I came to the hill, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to smash this hill. And I did. I remember I hit that hill and I was accelerating up the hill on my bicycle. I was just ripping and it felt so good, and it wasn't hurting like it did before. It wasn't that like super painful pain. Like I was giving it all. Like it was hard. Don't get me wrong. It was hard. But the thing is that it also, it felt good at the same time. And then once I got to the top of it, I was just, whoa. I'm like, that was awesome. I'm like, that was wicked. I love that feeling. That feeling of being strong and feeling strong and knowing that before, whether it be a couple weeks ago, that when you hit that hill was like, you know, that hill made you its bitch, you know? Like, but now today, you just made that hill your bitch. And you're... There's just this sense of accomplishment because you know how far you've gone. And I love that. I love that feeling. And that's what was today. I could feel myself going up these hills. And I even I beat my last personal record, which was awesome. And what was it? My pace was 6 minutes, 11 seconds per kilometer. And now it was 6:06. So that was awesome. I quite enjoyed that and really pushed it. And even like the last hill, it's fairly steep and it's right at the ninth kilometer. And I just like raced up that. So that was cool. But anyways, I just wanted to leave you with that. Get out there, kick some ass, and we'll talk to you later.